Hello and welcome to the Print AM. My name is Fatima Khan and today we will discuss a crucial meeting of the Congress Party held on Tuesday. The meeting was convened by Congress Interim President Sonia Gandhi in order to discuss matters in the run-up to the 2022 polls and also get the Congress House in order. The meeting was attended by various office bearers of the Congress Party, namely its EICC General Secretaries and the Presidents of its states units. Sonia Gandhi, in her very opening remarks, slammed the party leaders for a quote-unquote lack of clarity and cohesion on policy issues. She said, "There are policy issues on which I find a lack of clarity and cohesion even amongst our state-level leaders." She then went on to say that the fight against the quote-unquote diabolical campaign of BJP and RSS must be fought ideologically. She said that for this, the party leadership needs conviction in order to expose the lies in front of the people and win this battle. She then went on to make another important remark, which I quote, The AICC releases important and detailed statements almost every day on issues facing the nation. But it is my experience that they do not percolate down to our grassroots cadres at the block and district level. There are policy issues on which I find a lack of clarity and cohesion even amongst our state-level leaders." Unquote. Now, this is a very, very important and bold statement coming from Congress Interim President Sonia Gandhi. It's also very damning condemnation of the Congress Party leaders by the President herself. Why is it important? For a variety of reasons. Number one, remember, Sonia Gandhi has mostly always maintained a very cordial, almost stoic approach as the party president, especially in the last 2 years since she took over the post after Rahul Gandhi stepped down from the role after the 2019 election rubbing. Now, while Rahul Gandhi has been critical of Congress leaders, where he has often said how he's the only one who takes a stand against RSS and no one else does that, Sonia Gandhi has never really been this outspoken and bold in her criticism of various party office bearers. This time, she minced no words at all. And we have reported extensively on how various Congress leaders in the last 2 years have criticized the Congress leadership, most notably the G23, who even shot a letter to Sonia Gandhi in August 2020, criticizing the lack of effective leadership. But this is perhaps the first time that the attack has been leveled by Sonia Gandhi on the state leaders and various office bearers, almost like the tables have turned. This also betrays a sense of frustration coming from Sonia Gandhi, where she's almost done taking all the brickbats for the failure of Congress and for all the elections that the party has lost. In fact, remember in the last Congress Working Committee meeting held just 10 days back, she said, "Look, if you have something to say it to me directly and not via the media." Where she was, for the first time, publicly responding to all the criticism coming from within party quarters at her, and she was making a point about all the contributions she's made. In fact, she spoke at length about the various efforts she's done in order to make sure that the party stands tall in front of BJP and her contributions as the party president. And it was almost done in an effort to make a distinction between her efforts or the national leadership's efforts and the lack of those from the state leadership. Now, this could also be read as a case of her shifting all responsibility away from her shoulders to that of the party at large. Finally, at the meet, Sonia Gandhi also spoke of maintaining unity and discipline and saying that that is paramount and not individual success. She then went on to talk about training the party cadre, which is something that she also spoke of at the CWC meet. She said, and I quote, "You must train our workers to take on the unceasing onslaught of malicious disinformation campaigns at the behest of BJP and RSS, and you must train our people to fight it while upholding and projecting the core Congress ideology." She also spoke of the need to, quote-unquote, redouble our fight for those who are the victims of this government's excesses. Example, our farmers and farm laborers, our youth fighting for jobs and opportunities, small and medium-scale businesses, our brothers, our sisters, with particular focus on the deprived. She then said that in order to make these promises truly meaningful, we must make our organization more representative of this cross-section of society, which also hints at this need to make sure that the party is more representative, the party has enough people from on which come from various disadvantaged groups, particularly those that, what she says, have been hurt by or affected most by the quote-unquote excesses of the BJP and RSS. So clearly, in all of this, there were two big learnings to take away from this meeting in particular. One, that Sonia Gandhi has had it. She feels like there is almost this continuous, unceasing attack from within the party, top leaders of the party who have time and again criticized the lack of effective and full-time leadership, and no one's explicitly ever taken Sonia Gandhi's name, but the insinuation has always been the Gandhi family, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in particular, the failure to have one face, the failure to have one full-time president, all of those things have been under attack. Sonia Gandhi is clearly taking that personally now, and she's hitting back at those leaders rather publicly, which is very unlike her nature and what she has done in the past in her political career in the last couple of years. The second important learning from this meeting has to do with the fact that there is this emphasis on grassroots workers, on trying to ensure that, look, if we need to fight the BJP, if we have to fight the BJP, it can only be done from the grassroots. This is something that the Congress party has been criticized of time and again, that look, the organization isn't strong enough, the grassroots workers aren't enthused enough, and this is something that the Congress party has been criticized of from various quarters. So for Sonia Gandhi to finally be able to say that our ideas do not percolate at the ground level, it is almost an acknowledgement of that, which is the first rather public acknowledgement coming from the mouth of the party president herself, where she is saying that we have clearly failed to do so. Of course, she isn't taking the responsibility here. It's the mantle is clearly being shifted. The burden of the responsibility is clearly being shifted. But the acknowledgement in itself is worth being noted. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Do tune in again for another fresh podcast.